Welcome to Frenzy on the Podcast, right here on Movie City News. I'm Noah Farris, and I'm the host of this thing. So today we got Penelope Cruz. We're going to be calling her in London on the set of her new movie, Nine. We're going to talk a little bit about that, about her relationship with Pedro Almodovar, and of course about her roles in Vicky Cristina Barcelona and Elegy, which are both sure to get some Academy Award play. So let's talk to Penelope. Hi, Penelope.
Hi, Noah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit tired, but good.
Okay, well, I'll get this over with quickly, then I won't keep you long. So first of all, I just want to say congratulations. I mean, you've been, you know, in two wonderful movies this year, in Vicky Cristina Barcelona and Elegy.
Thank you.
And you're getting a lot of Oscar talk about this and about these movies, and I was just wondering how that affects you. I mean, is this something that you're really looking for when you pick a role, or, you know, if this is just kind of a surprise?
About the Oscar talk?
No.
I couldn't hear you. What did you say? Oscar talk for the movie?
Yeah, the Oscar talk. I mean, how does that affect you? Is it something that you're really gunning for, or is it something that's kind of just surprising to you?
It's always surprising, and I just try not to listen to it too much, because it's not something easy, you know. And if it happens, I don't want to think about it now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I love both movies, but I mean, I am not one of those people that say, oh, I don't want that to happen. It's not that. I don't that, because that's not the truth. But I don't get obsessed about it either.
Right.
I think I just try not to think about it too much, because you don't do the movies for that reason. Then if things like that happen, it's always great, but you don't... Better not to think about it too much.
Right.
But I am very, very happy to have been part of these two movies.
Yeah.
And have worked with these two amazing directors, and very grateful for these two beautiful characters that they gave me.
Yeah.
And
well,
I prefer to focus on that. And
yeah. Well, working with Woody Allen in particular, I mean, had you been a fan of his before the movie, you know, and if so, like, you know, which of his movies were you particularly fond of?
My favorite movie of his is Deconstructing Harry.
That's a great one, yeah.
That's my favorite movie of his. But then I think I've seen every one of his movies, some of them many, many times, and I've always been a huge fan of his cinema, and I loved working with him. Everything went very fast, because I shot my character in 4 weeks, and everything goes very fast with him on the set, because he doesn't like to rehearse. So I just spent 30 seconds with him once when we met, and then I didn't see him again until he said action, and he was behind the camera. So.
Well, does that make it more exciting and, like, alive, you know, to act, you know, without doing a whole lot of rehearsal? You know, it's kind of like being in a play or something. It's just kind of like one shot, right?
I mean, I've worked in a very different, with very different systems. And when you are working with somebody that is so talented, it's great to be able to put yourself in their hands and just adapt to that rhythm, and then you don't miss a different way of working, because you know that you can trust the person so much. But for example, Almodovar and Woody could not be more different. They are so different. With Pedro, we rehearsed like 3-4 months. With Woody, no rehearsals at all.
Yeah.
But you couldn't be in greater hands. So then you don't miss a different process.
And is that something that, you know, matters to you when you're choosing a project, that you're going to be working with a director that has a track record, you know, of greatness, like, you know, Pedro Almodovar or Woody Allen? Or is it really the material that speaks to you more?
I mean, with somebody like that, like them, you know that you have nothing to worry about. You still have to do your work, and you will still be insecure and have fear and all of that, but you are in great hands. But it's also sometimes good to follow your instincts and, you know, and work with somebody that has never done a movie before, and that makes you feel that it's going to be... You have to trust a little bit that, and you can make mistakes every time. There is never the... We never have the answer when you are saying yes to a project, but I have the privilege to work with these amazing geniuses, but I also love being able to work with new people and new writers and new directors.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I always wonder about, you know, with a...
When I say new, I don't mean new, like I haven't worked with them. I mean new, like when they come to you with a first project.
Right. Like, well,
I've always been attracted to really consider that very seriously. And if I received a script and I think that is interesting, and maybe the person that is going to direct it is new, I you have to sit with the person and feel that energy and see what they, you know what I mean? I don't want to close that door to.
Right. Well, and you just did some great work with a first-time director, Jake Paltrow, last year in The Good Night, which I really liked. I thought it was a very underrated movie.
And the movie I did with Sergio Castellito in Italy, that was his second movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie that really did, I don't know if you saw it, Don't Move?
Don't Move, yes.
Yeah. So that movie did so many great things for my career. And I did it because I love the script and because I really believed in Sergio's talent as a director and as an actor. And it was his second movie. And the combination of that movie and Volver, what those two movies did for me at this time was... It opened a different door for me.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, I guess it was in like 2000 or 2001, you had a lot of movies that came out in the United States, you know, that had a lot of high expectations, you know, like Vanilla Sky or Captain Corelli's Mandolin or Blow. But it wasn't until just recently that I think people realized, like, wow, you know, she can really act. And I think, you know, after Volver and now... You know, The Good Night, Elegy, and Vicky Cristina Barcelona. I think, you know, you're really on a roll right now, it seems.
Well, but I have to say, every project that I have been involved with means a lot to me, and every project has taught me new things, and I don't measure the success of the project by how well they did in the box office or how many awards they got me. I don't measure it that way. It's the memories I have about researching each character, working with that team, with that director, with that crew, with that group of actors, every single time. And at the end, that's what I remember. And
well, yeah.
And that can be different for each person, no? And
well, that's one of the difficult parts.
Each project.
That's one of the difficult parts I'd imagine about, you know, acting, is that you only have control over what you have control over, and then after that, the director has to kind of put everything together. And I think a movie like that in particular. In your career, that I think about is All the Pretty Horses, you know, which apparently was not, the finished product wasn't what it could have been, because I guess there was like a much longer cut, and a lot of stuff got cut out of it. And I wanted to ask you, as an actor, is that kind of disappointing, you know, when the end product doesn't match what you originally envisioned it to be?
Well, I mean, I love the long cut that was like almost 4 hours.
Right.
And there were a lot of battles going back and forth, you know, about which version to release, but I think Billy Bob Thornton is talented. As an actor and as a director. And of course, as a writer.
Right. So another thing I want to ask you about is, you know, how difficult is it to transition from being, you know, an actress in Spain where you've achieved like a certain level of success and then kind of transitioning to being in American films, or even, you know, like you said, like Italian films, you know, acting in different languages or with different directors in different countries?
Well, that happened in a kind of a natural way, because I studied French before and then I studied English, and I didn't learn English until I was 18, because in school and high school I did French. So then I was making some movies in France. Then I learned Italy for the Italian movie because I was playing an Italian. So I learned there. Mm. And it's been a gradual process, and even with the movies in America, it was never like leaving my country or leaving my career in Europe to work there. I got my first character and I got my ticket with a return ticket and I went and I did the movie, and then I came back and kept working in Europe, and I've been going back and forth since then. I haven't left my country or my work there, or it's still my main home, and I love being able to combine all these things, but it's great that I didn't have to choose.
Yeah, that's great. It provides you an enormous amount of freedom to kind of just pick the best projects wherever it might be. So I wanted to ask you a little bit more. You know, we kind of touched on your relationship with Pedro Almodovar, and I just wanted to ask you a little bit about how that dynamic works, because, you know, you guys have done such great work together, and you just finished another movie with him. Was it Broken Embraces, I believe it's called? And is there anything you can tell us about that movie and your kind of process with Pedro Almodovar in general?
Well, we just finished a couple of months ago, and now I'm in London making Nine, and I had 1 month between one and the other, but we are not shooting here yet. We are rehearsing. We've been rehearsing for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And when I finished with Pedro, I had been working with him since February. We rehearsed many months, and then we shot until August. And he's written an amazing script once again. I think this movie is going to be really, really, really special. And, I mean, he does it every time. He's somebody very, very special for me. And it's funny, we are such good friends, and this is our fourth movie together, but our relationship is always a little different on the set. It's always great, but it's always like if we are two people that just met and are working with each other. But and we've never made a plan to be like that, but when we get to the set, when we start working, we never talk about our private things, our friends, or it's something that I'm always, I actually have to talk to him about it, because it happens every time, and it's almost like, because we know each other so well, and the friendship is there for so many years, like if we, that's there, the trust, and I think, you know, it's a friend that I really love. He's very close to me. So all of that is there, and the respect and everything. But we're not hanging out on the set like friends. We're friends, but when we are there, something in the dynamic changes, and I think we get very serious with each other. And in a good way, because we're still, you know, like, maybe out of the set we would talk, but when we are there, we would never catch us together talking about, which movie did you see on Saturday, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
It changes a little bit, and as soon as we finish, then, like, 2 days after we finish shooting, something always, it's always the same. I don't know if I'm explaining it right,
no.
Because
I get it. You guys are, you know, when you're working, it's all business. But then as soon as, you know, he yells cut, you guys can be friends again, basically. And
No, and we are friends when we're working, but it's just that we maintain, you know, a little, and it's just funny that we have never talked about it, about how that happened in every shoot.
Well, it's definitely something.
I think it's the most natural thing, you know, when you're working in projects that are so intense and such intense characters. And but I've only had great experiences with him.
Yeah, well, and that's great to have that kind of, you know, trust, like you said you had with him. I'm sure that makes you willing to take more risks as an actor, I'm sure, to have that kind of safety net of trust with a filmmaker.
Yes, because if he would ask me to do something that from somebody else could sound, maybe if another director would ask you, you know that in his world he could ask you the most peculiar thing and he would make it work.
Mm-hmm.
You just know you can trust him 100%.
Okay, so Penelope, the last question I have for you is something I ask everybody, which is, what's your favorite movie? It's a big question. It's a tough question, but...
Can I...
You can name a few. I mean,
only one?
No, you can name a few. You could, whatever comes to mind.
8.5, and I'm not saying it because I'm doing 9. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
The original Godard, Breathless.
Oh, that's a great movie. Yeah.
And Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down.
Another Almodovar movie. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you, Noah. Nice to meet you on the phone.
It's nice to meet you, too, and good luck.
Sorry that we had short time.
That's all right. Good luck with award season. I wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye. Good luck.
And that's all the time we have for Frenzy on the podcast for this week. As always, you can email me at noah@moviecitynews.com. Take care.